This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville is calling the Biden administration's decision to keep U.S. Space Command in Colorado Springs, quote, shameful. And he says the fight over Space Command is not over. Colorado Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says such a threat should be taken seriously.
If others continue to try to dislodge that decision, we'll continue to fight to make sure any decision that's made is made in the national security interests of the United States of America.
Biden's decision reverses former President Donald Trump's choice to move the command to Alabama in his final days in office. Colorado's summer monsoon is a few weeks late, but it is now here. Forecasters with the National Weather Service in Boulder say the seasonal rains hit the state yesterday and will stay through at least tomorrow. Meteorologist Greg Heavener says the storm system is expected to move slowly and drench parts of the state that have already had record rainfall.
And that's kind of where we see the flash flood threat really begin to increase with the slow-moving nature of the storms.
The first wave of monsoon rains are expected to taper off on Thursday, but could be back next week. A wildfire burning northwest of Gunnison grew to about 2 square miles over the weekend. Firefighters say they're making progress containing the low-lying fire thanks to wet weather, but large amounts of dead trees and grasses have made it difficult to fully suppress. Around a dozen homes remain under a mandatory evacuation order. This is CPR News and KRCC. And monsoon season is definitely here. Fort Collins, Denver, and Colorado Springs will all be under a flood watch starting this afternoon, and that will be in effect until 10 tonight. Heavy rain is expected from Fort Collins to Colorado Springs starting this afternoon into tonight.